It's a delight to have with us somebody we talk about weekly on the program, Ms. Patricia Gentile, attorney, CPA with over 40 years of experience. She's founder of New England Tax Relief, specialized in taxpayer defense and resolution, and hosts a radio show on her own called The Patty Gentile Show on WADK out of Newport, Rhode Island, and also has a podcast that you can go to 24/7, Fighting the Good Fight with Patricia Gentile, defending taxpayers and solving their tax problems. Let me read that again, because that's really crucial. Defending the taxpayer, that's you and I, folks, and solving their tax problems, again, you and I. If you got a tax problem or trying to figure out some things that you're not sure of or feel like you might have a need for a professional, not only from the CPA side with a lot of experience and knowledge, but also from the legal side as a tax attorney, Patricia's our lady. So, Pat, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Gary. I'm always happy to be on. Thank you.
Yeah, it's such a pleasure to have you on the show. We talked yesterday, Patty and I, about some better topics to bring up on today's program, being near year end. And one of the things I brought up is some of the things that we might talk about towards year-end planning. And the first thing she brought up without hesitation was ABBA, O-B-B-A, which is the One Big Beautiful Bill Act that passed a few months back. And one of the things that bill brought along was increased state and local tax deductions, known as SALT. You probably heard them talking on TV, SALT, and many people are saying, what is SALT all about? Don't even know what it means. Patty, give us a little thing on SALT and how it plays into the Big Beautiful Tax Bill Act here.
Yes. I love this provision that came out of the act. SALT stands for state and local taxes. And since 2018, under the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, which is what the current law was until this One Big Beautiful Bill Act passed, the current law was that in the case of an individual, the itemized deduction for state and local taxes was capped off, maximized deduction of $10,000. And most people are going to pay state and local taxes above that amount. You're paying real estate taxes on your home. That's a local tax. You're going to probably most likely be paying income taxes to your state that you reside in. So under the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, this provision extended this current SALT cap above, though, $10,000. Effectively for 2025, it's a cap or a maximum deductible amount of $40,000.
Wow, that's beautiful.
And that's a big increase.
That's huge.
Yeah, it is huge. And this is going to stay into effect right through tax year 2029, Ooh. Where it'll increase by 1% per tax year. So 2026, 7, 8, and 9, each tax year is going to increase another 1%. So the maximum or the cap deduction for SALT, state and local tax deduction, starts in 2025 at $40,000, and I'm really thrilled to be able to use that in a lot of tax planning right now.
That's good for 2025 as well, and then moving forward all the way up at least through 29. I like that.
All the way up to 2029, where each tax year this cap will increase by another percent.
Now, for the listener here in North Carolina, we have also property tax. If you own a car or other assets, will that include the property tax as well?
Yes. Matter of fact, the state of Massachusetts, for example, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts has what they call an excise tax, which is what you're alluding to as a
right.
property, not real estate, but personal
right.
property
personal
type
property
tax. And yes,
yep.
that's a local tax.
Boy,
that's
nice.
Paid to the local town or city.
Mm-hmm. Well, hold my moving van up. I was going to move to Florida. No need to now. We're covered here in the Carolinas. Cancel that truck.
Yeah, maybe you can get some benefit by sitting tight right now.
That's right. Patty, another big part of the Big Beautiful Bill Act is a deduction for seniors. Talk about that briefly for us, please.
Yes, I love this because, you know, the thing about the One Big Beautiful Bill Act is that the deductions we're talking about today is for working Americans and seniors. And the senior deduction, the deduction for seniors as they call it, is effective starting in tax year 2025 through tax year 2028. It's for individuals who are age 65 and older that they may claim an additional deduction of $6,000. And this new deduction is in addition to the current additional standard deduction for seniors under the existing law. So this is in addition to that. They're not going to, you know, give it here and take it away over there. The $6,000 senior deduction is per eligible individual. Beautiful. And therefore, for example, a married couple where both spouses qualify and they're filing joint can have up to a $12,000 senior deduction on their return this year. Here's the caveat about these that you want to go to the IRS's website about irs.gov or talk to your tax return preparer or professional or give me a call about is that this deduction will phase out for taxpayers at a certain level of income. And that's because, once again, the purpose, the big purpose for these tax deductions were for working Americans and seniors. And so there's going to be some phase out once you go above a certain level of what they call a modified adjusted gross income.
Is that certain level, Patty, different in each state or is it
no,
local?
No, this is federal.
This is federal
okay. Tax law, yeah.
Okay,
each
beautiful.
State will have to choose whether they adopt any of these provisions of the federal One Big Beautiful Bill Act. For example, I bring up Massachusetts again because for over 40 years of me doing tax returns, and most of them out of the residents of Massachusetts, the tax code of Massachusetts throughout all this time for me has been 50% adoption of the federal tax, current federal tax laws, and 50% of their own spin on tax positions. You definitely need to know what your state is going to be. Your State Department of Revenue has done about whether they're adopting these provisions that we're talking about today.
Beautiful.
And
okay.
Others that are under the One Big Beautiful Bill Act.
Beautiful. We're going to move forward and talk about one that I'm very excited about. It doesn't pertain to me personally, but many of our workers out there that work for qualified tips, this is huge. The new deductions for qualified tips. Let's talk about that for a moment.
Yes. And at this time of year, tips get larger. I had worked in this type of occupation that there's qualified tips received. I did that through my years of going to college. And, you know, at the holiday times, there's a lot more generosity. And so I really appreciated that. And that's why I can really appreciate at this time of year or during the seasonal tourist areas, you know, over the summer and the fall. And there's areas that's very big time for people in these occupations. But effective for 2025 through tax year 2028, employees and self-employed individuals may deduct qualified tips received in occupations listed by the IRS as customarily and regularly receiving tips. And then a lot of employees already get reported to them on their Form W-2. There is a section, a box there for qualified tips. But the IRS had to issue, both the United States Treasury and the IRS had to issue a statement, which they just did on November 5th, that, you know, the Treasury and the IRS are aware that employers and other payers may not currently have the information required to be reported under this or the systems or procedures in place to be able to correctly file the additional information with the IRS. So they're treating this for the reporting purposes that requirement for the employers or other payers of such tips. They're treating this as a transition period for IRS enforcement and administration of this new information. And that's a good thing because that's literally penalty relief to those employers and payers who are being required now to report these tips properly so that when a taxpayer is actually reporting on their return qualified tips that may provide them with this maximum annual deduction of $25,000 that they know that they have the right number. So what I'm going to recommend to taxpayers working in and self-employed individuals working in this area of qualified tips from these types of occupations that they keep their record because qualified tips are voluntary, cash or voluntarily charged when somebody's filling out their meal ticket receipt and they add in a tip on that receipt. Those types of tips qualify towards this deduction. But the ones that are already written into the bill, the ticket, the meal ticket, such as you see in small print, 18% is going to be, gratuity is going to be added if you have parties larger than six people or for this event, et cetera. That is not a voluntary cash or charge tip by the customer. So qualified tips are voluntary cash or charge tips received from the customer or through tip sharing where everybody, all the wait staff is putting their tips in a jar and they're splitting it at the end of the night.
Yeah,
and once again, this can phase out, this deduction will phase out when there is a modified adjusted gross income over a certain amount for single filers and joint filers. So you want to go to the IRS website and read the fine print on this, what I consider small details.
We're speaking with Patty Gentile, attorney, CPA with over 40 years of experience, founder of New England Tax Relief, specializing, of course, in taxpayer defense and resolution. And we're talking on today's program as a guest about the One Big Beautiful Bill Act that passed a few months back. One of the other things we want to bring up, which is really huge, is the new deduction for overtime compensation. If you can comment on that for a moment or two, Patty.
Yes. Same effective tax year dates for 2025 through 2028. And this is individuals who receive qualified overtime compensation, which a lot of people are working at this time of the year, the holiday time of year as well. And they may deduct the pay that exceeds their regular rate of pay, such as if you're receiving time and a half as being compensated for time and a half. That half portion is what qualifies for the maximum annual deduction of $12,500 per individual or for joint filers, if they both qualify, $25,000 on their return for married filing joint. And this is a deduction against your overtime pay, which is the pay that exceeds the regular rate of pay that you would normally get.
This would be primarily for an employee, a W-2 employee versus a self-employed, correct?
Overtime compensation is for an employee. It also really is for an hourly rate employee.
Right, okay.
Because if you're a salaried employee, you don't tend to be paid overtime. If you work overtime, they tend to give you a day off, a paid day off for that. They call it comp time. Okay. So you definitely want to track that, and hopefully, you know, you could qualify for no tax on that overtime on the time and a half.
And the last point we're going to bring up on today's program, the One Big Beautiful Act with Patty Gentile, is the new deduction for interest paid in qualified vehicle loans. And I know my producer and I, my producer Jeff Shade and I, will be listening very carefully to this. Because we're subject to those loans there. How does that work?
Well, and I want to say that it's been years since the car loan interest, the interest paid on a car loan, has been deductible on a return. Years. I forget the last tax year that this was in effect. So this was interesting to me to see it come back, make a comeback. But effective for 2025 through tax year 2028, individuals may deduct interest paid on a loan that they use to purchase a qualified vehicle, providing there's a couple of little nuances here, providing the vehicle is purchased for personal use and meets other criteria. So for example, let me just say right here that lease payments do not qualify. You have to purchase the vehicle. And the maximum annual deduction is $10,000 of interest paid on a loan used to purchase a qualified vehicle. A qualified vehicle, they have a whole list of them, car, minivan, van, SUV, pickup truck, or motorcycle. They have a weight rating, and here's the last qualification, that it has undergone final assembly in the United States. This is very interesting where you can find the final assembly in the U.S. by checking like the information label attached to the vehicle on the dealer's premises, the VIN, the vehicle identification number, or the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, VIN decoder, they call it. Yeah. So that lets you know that last thing. To qualify for this loan in 2025 and going forward, you have had to have purchased this vehicle starting this year, January 1st of 2025 going forward. Used vehicles do not qualify. Has to be new and personal use, not for business or commercial use. And it has to be secured by a lien on the vehicle. So it can't be like a promissory note between you and your uncle who provided you the funds to purchase the vehicle, and you wrote up a note between each other that you're going to pay monthly.
Basically borrow it from the bank or from the car dealer when you buy the car. That's simple enough.
It has to be a lien on that loan. So this is tricky, but if you qualify, if this all meets your criteria, the maximum annual deduction for interest paid on that loan is up to $10,000. Of course, once again, you want to look at the phase out, this deduction phasing out, if modified adjusted gross income goes over a certain amount, and you want to check those things. But the IRS.gov is very good about providing all the details you'll need.
That's the Bible anyway, and that's going to lay out the law of the land as it pertains to deductibility, what qualifies and what doesn't. So, well, Patty Gentile, we're about out of time for this segment, but I want to thank you personally so much for appearing on the Mastering Your Money Show. I know our clients call in regularly asking, where is Patty? And here you are today, live with us on the Mastering Your Money Show. For those of you that like to reach her directly, she has a great website, newenglandtaxrelief.com. And you can also call her directly at phone number 800-880-8388. Or if you need additional help, just call us here at the Masters Wealth Manager Group at 252-249-0100. And we'll give that information over to Patty to help you help us. Patty, thank you so much for all that you do for us. And don't forget, Patty has a podcast, Fighting the Good Fight with Patricia Gentile, Defending Taxpayers and Solving Their Tax Problems. Found where all podcasts can be found, right next to the Masters Wealth Management podcast. Patty, thank you so much for the Mastering Your Money Show appearance today. We appreciate it.
And thank you. Same to you, Gary. And I want your listeners to know that you're going to be a guest on the Patty Gentile Show on WADK.
Thank you, Patty Gentile, CPA and tax attorney.